This is Todd Phillips. I'm the director and co-writer of Old School, and welcome to the commentary. I'm sitting here with...
Hi, I'm Luke Wilson. I'm the executive producer.
I'm Will Ferrell. I'm also the co-writer.
And I'm Vince.
Kind of like Madonna.
Who doesn't like to
just
use his last name?
That's right. Real mysterious. This is my favorite part of the movie, honestly, Todd. I don't want to start off weird, but I think the greens
are so
pretty.
That's the view from my bedroom window.
That graphic. Once you get into that graphic, now there's really no need watching from this point on.
I wrote this song, actually.
Ah.
This song was actually written by Teddy Shapiro.
What was your choice with just, like, the typewritten...
I just always like the low.
Guys, hold on. I'm about to come on. Just, if you can just...
Real estate query...
Luke, what was your motivation this scene?
It was a Friday.
Right.
I had tickets to the Clippers game. I knew I had to get the shot in a one-er, which I'm doing right here. This is the first take. The only take of this shot.
One take Wilson, we call
it. Wow, this is it?
I just clipped it off. And you'll notice when I leave, I don't stop. I go straight over to the Staples Center. That's me.
Was that at the Staples?
Now, this is a cameo, Todd. Why don't you talk to the kids about this?
This is a cameo right coming up.
Yeah.
Let's clear for Stuart Kornfeld, who
right
is
here.
Producer.
We're kind of in a hurry, too.
He does a nice job with it,
he does
actually.
A great job.
He's Ben Stiller's partner. And Ben Stiller's producer.
In life.
He's Ben Stiller's life partner.
Life partner.
You're a faggot. You're in the back.
I ran into David Spade the other day, who told me that when he went to see the movie, he was dragged to see it. He didn't want to see the movie. And then when he heard the cab driver say, "Don't be such a faggot," he said, "Okay, I'm in good hands.
I'm locked in."
He said, "Over there,
Pibbs." That's our the stunt man, the head stunt guy.
That kid got hit about 17 times. There's a lot of
and the stunt.
That was a real bear to get that shot.
He's got a little.
Matt Walsh,
he's got a little
Patrick,
facial tick
Blue,
as a result.
Gonzalez,
that's right.
Did a great job.
That was a different Patrick.
Let's talk about Joe Middleton.
Paul Deasy,
or not
Paul Deasy? Never saw him. Randall Poster, a great music supervisor.
Speaking of the music, this is a song by Ryan Adams off his Heartbreaker album.
It's a great song.
Called To Be Young, To Be High.
You decided to cut out the strip search part of this, Todd.
We did.
I wasn't in good enough shape by then. It was kind of like a guy coming into training camp a little heavy. We had to adjust the scene.
Luke hadn't waxed.
Now, is that stock footage, or you guys go out to LAX to get that plane, that big jumbo jet?
That shot actually was stock we always meant to replace. And we
How come we never got to meet Court Crandell?
Court was around a couple times. Court's a friend of mine.
Scott Armstrong did a great job
partner.
With you.
Right? Great
job. And a good rider.
This was the first day for me. Speaking honestly, I was a little rusty. I didn't know people that well. I was just kind of...
You can't tell.
Can't tell. It wasn't the same.
I'm serious.
Again, one take Wilson. We did this in one. He set that precedent early.
This is one of 14 haircuts I have throughout the movie.
That is true.
That's on the website. You can mix and match the haircuts.
Heidi?
I really wanted Juliette Lewis to be in the movie, and even though it wasn't a huge part, I thought it'd be exciting to have her in because I love her.
Mom, you totally scared me.
She's really
fantastic.
Funny.
I scared you.
Really came
for
and created a character.
There's for prime example of there are no small parts, is what I like to say.
Wow.
And that's actually, a lot of people don't know this, but me and Will are the actors in the videotape.
Yeah.
You guys were on fire.
We were all over the place. Vince actually drew that in the background, the tango people. He helped out an art design.
It's funny because Todd came by my trail and was like, "That's beautiful. You might have put in the scene." I didn't really think of it that way. But
really, you were claiming you weren't even finished with it, which I love.
You played it off so coyly, but you were flattered when Todd
did
that.
I kind of pushed it. I mean, I knew it was going to happen.
Your hand.
Hold on, guys. Hold on. Can we just... Anytime there's a close up on me, if I could just bring it down.
Well, when you got Kevin and Shorty working as hard as they do.
Now, talk a little bit about Kevin and Shorty. I so everyone knows.
Should I take a minute to talk about Kevin and Shorty? Are my eyes. Kevin's
which one's
my
Kevin?
Left eye.
On the left? Okay.
On the left, and Shorty's the right eye. Shorty's kind of my go-to guy because I sleep on my left side, so I ended up sleeping on Kevin a lot. And so I end up getting always asked for a key light on Shorty. But
and it takes a lot of time.
Kevin does most of the work in a lot of Luke's scenes.
Kevin's the workhorse, but Shorty, he'll zip in there and steal the show.
He'll surprise the hell out of you.
When you're not Shorty. Concentrating.
Right here, you'll see some good work by Kevin.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry.
I like when she
does
that.
See, that's funny. That was.
That's all her.
And here comes a cameo by your writer, director, Mr. Todd Phillips. Put your hands together.
Put your hands together.
You're welcome.
When the door opens.
All the way through New York City.
Hello.
Real mustache or
hello.
Fake?
Hello.
That was real.
That was real?
We call this guy Mr. Creepy. He made an appearance in my other movie, Road Trip.
Hello.
He's sucking on Amy Smart's feet.
Wow.
Same character.
I actually signed my contract in the middle of rehearsing this scene. This is rehearsing myself.
You guys remember that, Luke?
Yeah. It was a real Hollywood moment.
It was a big to-do. They're like, he can't shoot until his contract's signed.
And I'm like, we're rehearsing. What are you doing? And they made him sign his, go into his trailer and sign his contract.
I like how Will's swallowing.
Thank you guys. One last time. It's the best day ever. Don't even start with me. Frankie, you need to walk away from this ASAP.
What?
You need to get out, Frankie.
This was a fun shoot. We did this in 2 days.
This is our first day. My
Vince
first
and
day.
Will's first day.
Yeah.
Well, this is it, Frank. It's now or never.
Another tip it is not everyone single. In the audience or the pews are actually family members of Will's.
Right. Yeah. It's a fun, it's a
the
thrill for them.
Plan.
We're a tight-knit group. And
all made the trip up from OC.
It's fun. It gives them a thrill.
Big Irish family.
Big Irish family.
Happy guy to you, Frankie?
And a little bit of Filipino. I got a little bit of Filipino in me that no one knows about.
Doesn't. Judging, watching, look at the baby. Look
another
the baby.
Girl I wanted in the movie with a small part, but I just wanted to work with her was Leah Remini.
She did a great job.
And they make the movie work so much because even though the parts may not have tons of scenes, it's really important to have people that are funny and talented and good. We were lucky to have them.
That's my accountant, who's the father of the bride.
That's a Vince Vaughn improv right there, which I love.
Great one.
A great one. There's a lot
it's
of great...
a man to give away a lady.
There's a lot of great improvs in the movie, and I'll point them out whenever I can.
We are gathered here together to join Franklin and Marissa.
Don't do it!
Smoke. Coming up is the Dan Band, who... actually, an actor from Road Trip, Breckin Meyer, introduced me to the Dan Band. Took me to see these guys in L.A. one night, and I asked him to do this scene.
These guys did a
hilarious.
Great job.
They're really funny. They're great to see live, and they basically only sing women's songs. They take it very seriously. That's Dan Finnerty.
Do they always swear like they do?
They don't swear that much, but...
That was something you added in.
We were just playing around. We were doing the recording, and we thought it would be funny.
This was at the Wilshire Ebell Theater, if I recall.
The historic Wilshire Ebell.
You recall correctly.
This was a long day.
This was a long day. So the introduction.
Hey, hold it.
Fompanito.
Fompanito.
Good actress as well.
Great.
Great shot of Kevin right there.
Kevin was kicking it a little time.
I like
it.
This is Denver, the Windy City, right?
Yeah.
Is that coming up? That's an ad lib.
I think that was a Luke line.
Yeah.
I look gorgeous.
He feels her a little too hard. Gorgeous.
The last time that I heard, you had moved to, what do you call
it? She has a Jill Clayburgh like quality.
Sunshine. Ellen is beautiful.
Denver. Gorgeous.
Ellen, you might see Ellen in Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah.
She took
and Moonlight Mile.
Leo DiCaprio's virginity in Catch Me.
That's right.
Did she?
She did.
Yeah, I just, I feel a little fucked up.
Now, is that hard to play drunk there, Luke? It's hard to pull off, because you don't want to look...
You don't...
But
that
you
is
did it
one
right.
of those things I always feel...
But it's believable. It is.
It's a combination of things. We had a dog. We had a great place, but all just. Mm-hmm.
You know what? I think you should have some of this.
What's in this one?
Coffee. Ow! Ow! Jesus!
I'm so sorry. Please,
no,
just wait.
No, don't touch. Mitch, really.
I can fix it. Just give me a second.
Mitch, what are you doing? Stop it right now. I got it. Listen, you know what? Inappropriate. Stop it right now. Sweetie, there's a bathroom right over here. Mitch, honey, hon.
Yeah.
Why don't you get some air, okay?
No.
Walk it off.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
We're having a good one.
Yeah, okay.
This next scene, I gotta say, was a full idea by Vince Vaughn.
Yes.
In the script process. He said, wouldn't it be funny if we do a toast and it gets a little inappropriate? And then Scott and I went and wrote it, but it was an idea by Vince, this whole
scene. Look at that. He's so into the song.
I love this part.
It's since memory. That's actually just since memory.
And that really...
He's trying
I feel like she was actually annoyed with Vince on time.
She was, by the way.
I'm shocked. Why?
And Luke is a great drunk performance because...
First of all, I thought my beer bottle was the mic.
I know, we used it.
But look at this improvised.
Guy. See?
That's sort of happened.
I'm really glad and proud to be here tonight.
That's a tanked up Will Ferrell right there.
That's a drunk Will Ferrell.
I've seen him in like 8 years.
It's a hopped up Will Ferrell right there.
I love you, Dad.
True love is hard to find.
They cut out the part where Will goes, I love you, Dad. Big Mike. The hammer.
Cut that out. It went on a little.
And you also cut out where I said Beaujolais.
Beaujolais.
We never could sell. Yeah, what did that mean?
It was just
it doesn't
thing.
Mean anything.
That's why it's great. Right
we like to leave him wanting more. It's okay.
See, I'm gone. I'm comforting.
Vaughn ties it all back up.
I actually improvised
a little
lines for me that didn't make it in this scene.
Yeah.
But talk that it's only because it didn't serve story, not because I wasn't very good.
That's true.
Where is that? Upstate New York? That's UCLA right there.
No, that's upstate New
York. Those are Luke's girlfriends.
Honestly,
that was my assistants getting to the set.
Yeah, first.
They're always in our
house.
And
this is actually my house, my little craftsman house.
We shot at Will's house.
Pasadena.
In Monrovia. Sounds like another country.
I was cool with it, even though you guys ruined our hardwood floors with all the equipment.
Professor lived here for like 30 years, and then he died.
Here's a different haircut. From me.
I always liked that line by Vince.
It was a written line.
Yeah.
That was your direction,
I like this
Todd.
Little hug.
That was your direction.
Over the box.
Hug, yeah,
hug him over,
over
the box.
The box. He's like, you should like try to hug him. Yeah.
This model?
This is what Will plays so well, being embarrassed.
Yeah. And here I gotta do the old straight man bullshit while Vaughn and Farrell get to...
While they walk over the scene.
Blink their lights and shoot their fireworks, and meanwhile I gotta just kind of sit there and.
I don't know how you.
Huh? What? In here? You gonna start a fraternity in my house?
Easy. I don't believe it.
Easy, Wilson. We're gonna hit stop now. And just take it back.
No, we're gonna keep it in.
It's a real baby that Vince is touching right now.
Sometimes
this is my. Boy band ass.
I need a little time to get my life back. What we need to do is throw like a big kickoff, like kick ass party.
I almost hit that child with a hockey stick.
That's right.
And not on accident either.
No, I got irritated. I think babies should not be paid in movies. I think feel like they're stealing.
They don't even know where they are.
They don't know what they're doing. Exactly.
That's a mom who actually rents out her baby.
I'm still in that kid's life, by the way.
Vince was like a surrogate
baby. Baby made $900 that day.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to feel sorry for this baby getting carried around for 900 bones.
That's the easiest 900 bones that baby's ever made.
Don't say sorry to me. Say to the baby. Thank you. Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's okay. It's okay.
I'm sorry, baby.
Nobody knew the baby's name. We hadn't had that.
I know.
I'm sorry, baby. It's like calling a puppy.
We hadn't quite.
Whatever. Something in here.
Phillips hadn't gotten that far on the script at that point. It was still kind of a WIP, work in progress.
I always thought it was kind of like Dirty Dancing, and that was actually the name of the character. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Well, I'll use that. Have you met my kid, baby?
I didn't get the memo.
Great scene.
Great scene.
This is one of those ones where you get pleasantly surprised watching the movie.
Girl throws in this thing here, which I love, which is like some neighbors saying hi to them.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, it's so awesome.
Hey! Oh, hey, honey! Brought you a nice cake!
Oh, no thanks! I got a fresh beer!
Can you turn that off? One second!
Red Dragon.
Wow.
That's the Red Dragon.
Really
is that for real, those knocks?
Yeah,
no, they were shaking the hood, the guys. Yeah.
Give the Red Dragon a little more juice.
This is it. Here it comes. Wait a minute. Low.
I never noticed them saying hi.
Hey, Mike.
That's awesome. I don't know if there was a neighborhood, like, neighborhood guy just wanted to say hi.
The fictitious Mike is across the street.
I love that.
Oh, honey,
and your wife looks attractive in this scene.
Perry does. Perry's a... beautiful.
No.
Beautiful young woman.
This is Perry Reeves, who is
very funny.
Very funny and fantastic actress.
But you know what?
We had fun with her. Although she had a problem always being the straight person.
She did.
Being the butt of every joke, as she put it. But I think that's...
Just as long as you promise to take it easy, you know?
What do you mean?
You know exactly what I mean.
I made that shirt, too, along with the painting. The shirt is one of the things that I whipped up in the
show. Vince's imprint is all over this movie.
It's wonderful to see.
The production design, acting.
The do-rag, where did that come from?
That just came from... I don't know. I don't know where that came from.
This was the night we really screwed your house up, Will.
God, I'm still hearing about it to the tune of 40 grand.
This is the intro, the first party they throw at the fraternity or Mitch's house before it becomes a fraternity.
Essentially, Beanie is very connected. We find
last night of shooting in actuality.
You're having fun. Yes, movies
true.
Are
that was. That was actually the last day. That was the first time we shot that day, right?
That's right.
What else have you got planned? Like a student?
Wilson, with the elephant member.
Yeah.
I got a student all. Wilson was a little under the weather this night. Had a little bit of cold, if I recall.
I did, yeah.
Quote unquote cold.
Quote unquote cold.
It's odd he had a cold on the same night Snoop arrived.
Hey,
I love this.
You got a lot of fans on this end.
Showed up with Chronic and Wilson has a cold.
This is good.
There's Rick Gonzalez.
Great guy.
Matt Carey is
great guy too.
Matt Weensey off to the right.
Gerard Mixon.
Gerard, who's saying was. Please believe me. That was kind of his tagline.
These guys were great.
This is one of my favorite scenes in the movie of Will's. For some reason, when he delivers the...
so cold when it hits your lips. Ad lib?
This too, though, the Saturday.
We're going to go to Home Depot.
We're having
fun. Wallpaper, maybe get some flooring. Stuff like that. Maybe Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know if we'll have enough time.
That's the best reading.
I love that smile.
You know what? I'll do one.
Will actually did drink this beer.
Yeah. Really? Is that a real beer?
Yeah.
Real beer, huh?
No, that's fake.
Oh, it is real?
That was O'Doul's.
O'Doul's, we did six takes of O'Doul's.
Yeah.
Did you really? You did six of those?
We did a lot of O'Doul's.
Thank you very much, guys. This is going to be happening at this house all year, so just get ready. Don't burn yourselves out tonight. I want to thank you very much for coming to the...
This evening, Vince Vaughn kept alive because...
Big time.
There were periods of time where we couldn't find Mr. Snoop.
I should point that out.
We knew where he was, but we couldn't get him out of the trailer. He was
but
in
Vince
there
kept this crowd entertained for literally an hour and a half.
It was incredible.
Again, this was the last night of shooting. Snoop had a little issue getting out of his trailer, and Vince kept this party going.
He really did.
With all the, we had about 300 extras there.
And little did you know that, Budnick used to be a DJ? Because he was spinning the whole time.
You did good, too. Budnick did a good job.
Scott Budnick.
Here. You know what? I'm
thinking of a master plan.
Will actually won the chain off of Don Juan in a dice game. Back in the trailer.
This is Snoop. Snoop and I talked about what song he was going to do, and we wanted to do an old school rap song that sort of meant something to Snoop, and we had a couple ideas and settled on Eric B. and Rakim. Frank,
now you invented that, because I remember you saying you were worried because you didn't have anything.
I didn't really have anything for the tank,
but it worked out.
But this was the. I like that this guy goes right there. He goes, that's
like why?
Yeah, why?
And she's into it too.
Yeah,
she is a good sport. Alicia Cuthbert.
From 24, and a little movie I saw from Canada called My Daughter's Secret Life.
And
I called her agent. I said, I want that girl in the movie. And that would be Natalie Faye to the left, her friend.
Very good. What are you talking about?
Nothing. Thinking of a master plan.
This guy's got a great voice.
Say what?
And of course, Will Ferrell about to ruin everybody's good time.
That was great, though.
Oh. Will, who is completely naked right now.
Really?
In front of 300.
No.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, you didn't have the thing?
Nah, he never wanted to wear the thing.
Never I said the thing. The thing's for.
I said the thing is
for other guys.
Other guys.
The thing we're referring to is a sock that would go around Will's front there, but Will always declined it. Preferred to go.
Will was like, "Oh, I'll wear the sock," and he walks out with one sock on his ankle.
I used the sock as a little change purse, actually.
Come on, everybody, we're gone. Here we go,
man. Shake money. Shake.
Let's get the party back. Cracking. Let's get the party back. Exactly.
Cracking.
Woo! Come on! We're streaky! Come on! Come on! We're running! Come on! Woo! Woo! We're streaky! We're streaky! Woo! Woo! Come on!
Oh, tell her.
This was on Honolulu Boulevard in Montrose.
Really?
Yeah.
In the back seat, we see Felicia Kaplan and Sarah Shahi. Right here.
Mm-hmm.
It was incredible.
This is when Perry runs into her husband.
Played by
Frank
William Clyde Farrell.
Clyde the Glide. Look at that. Is that just not USDA choice?
That's a kebab, isn't it?
I see that.
That's a big old slice of A.
I see that. I want to strap on some track shoes and catch up.
When I see that, I go, I call A kebab.
Pass the Gouldens. I'm making an A with sandwich.
Somebody pass the A1.
I love how happy he is to see his wife.
Hey, what the hell? I like how you catch up right there to stay in the frame.
Yeah.
Oh, that car's not moving. So that car's moving, too.
Not so.
Not here.
They're going at least 20 right there.
What do you think?
Here we shot this a bunch of times, and Will was really running down the street naked on a cold night.
Right.
And
but even in that chilly weather, a sight to behold. You want to talk about shock and awe? It was going on that night.
There was a shock and awe campaign of unprecedented proportions that night.
Please, don't. KFC still open?
That always gets a big laugh.
It always does.
It does. Gets a big laugh. Ad lib written.
No, it was written.
It was written, but for some reason it just connects.
You were pissed when you saw what they're doing to your house for this show?
I just looked at Vivica and I just threw up my hands up. Like, it's a movie, honey.
This to me, I like doing this because it was like one of those Nick Nolte wake up scenes I always liked as a kid.
That's true.
You know, every movie, you're always waking up all hungover.
That's true. But what a surprise he finds.
Yeah.
The girl from 24, Alicia Cuthbert.
This is arguably one of the best lines in the movie at the end of this scene, too.
Shake money.
I don't think so.
The end of the scene, Will. When he says
I told Alicia that this is one of the first times I didn't watch myself in a scene.
Wait, you didn't what?
He watched her.
Oh, yeah.
Usually I'm kind of locked in on myself, but
like a missile.
Something else.
Like a fighter pilot.
Luke has mirrors set up off camera so that he can always be looking at himself.
Right.
Which is a great technique.
Whatever. We were just having a little fun.
Can someone pause it for just a second?
No.
We should, that's pretty funny. I'm alert okay. When they should hit pause.
Now, guys, you guys at home,
you might want to get the pause button ready.
Ready it.
We'll do that later. We'll add that feature for the unrated version. We didn't have this when I watched Revenge of the Nerds when I was 14.
Nope.
I had to pause it on my own.
Right here.
God.
Hey, that's my wake-up scene.
This is Vaughn's wake-up scene, which was really basically a wake-up scene for Vaughn.
That's right.
We'll beat it. If you can't beat it, I'll give you the keys.
But now, Vince, wasn't this your idea too, to have the commercials? Or no, Todd?
That was in the script.
Was that already in the script? I don't remember.
You had to read this. You only read your stuff.
Yeah, I only
comment on other people's stuff.
I blacked out a lot of the stuff. I go through it as an exercise, and I black out everyone else on the script, on the page.
Got crazy last night.
It got crazy.
That's where we meet Jeremy Piven.
Hello.
Jeremy Piven.
From Chicago.
That's right.
Right there.
Vaughn country.
Chicago strong.
Good guy, Piven.
Blackhawks.
Look at these two coming Chicago strong at each other. And they're.
I always think Piven's laughing right there. But we always
that's the Chicago way.
How does little Texas feel on the end of the couch? Not too good.
Not too good.
Oh, Mitch.
One of these kids is doing his own thing.
You guys haven't
that's the Chicago way.
Hey, you remember
is that Connor? Untouchables.
You bring a knife.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Didn't we lock you in the dumpster one time? I got out. Cool, man.
He's got some of those special movie glasses on that don't reflect.
I worked out for about 4 months straight before she
was in the scene.
You did a hell of a work.
Big old,
dropped 35 pounds for the role.
37.
37, sorry.
He came in looking like a damn Adonis. I'm like, if this Pompeo thing doesn't work out, how about Vaughn playing the love interest?
Going for a slice of Vaughn.
It is now.
Someone did tic-tac-toe on your back wall.
My feelings got hurt because Luke said I've seen better chest in an attic when I first showed up on set. And I think,
Luke said better chest
in
an attic.
And Philip said, just use it because in the scene you feel sad.
Absolutely not. Seeing you guys.
And that made me confused, but I listened to Tom.
My favorite scene in the movie.
Yeah, arguably it could be my
favorite scene in the movie. This was the first day too, Todd.
This was your first day?
Will Ferrell's first day of shooting.
Yeah. Explains it, because you were ice cold at the beginning of this, baby. But then,
think of my office.
I'll be damned if you don't just get hotter.
The microwave heated up as it went on.
We should point out the scenes that are week six, part of week six, mm-hmm. which is my best week in shooting was week six.
No, but this really was a... This was the first day for Perry and for Will.
Was this all scripted?
I guess so.
Mixture. My mother really laughed at this scene at the premiere. I mean, but you had the trust tree scripted, all the stuff about the panties, the Olive Garden script.
All that stuff was in there, actually. Yeah, yeah. I don't know what the ending might have gone somewhere, but we generally do the script, and then we generally try
good
to play
stuff,
around.
Good stuff, Phillips.
I have to look over to
thank you. Well,
if you can get that drinking problem in check, you just might make it out here.
And I found myself wondering.
I'm working on it.
What color her underpants?
It's all the delivery of Ferrell here, though, the pauses and the awkward stares. And her look, she's great.
Jeez.
Odds are they're probably basic white cotton.
And
underpants.
The double chin.
I think we'll make
which has since been lost. On
I've done some good double chin work in my time.
Maybe
this might
but
be
been on the cover of the Runner's magazine since then.
Maybe it's something really cool that I don't even know about.
Something I don't even know about.
I started feeling...
Todd, who was the actor? Who was the therapist?
That's Gregory Allen Williams, who played the therapist. He's a really fine character actor that we had come down and do the day. He's great.
I don't know where I was going with that. I guess what I'm trying to say is that now that I'm married, I'm definitely feeling a little freaked out about the fact that
We got wrapped up in the scene for a second.
Only one person.
Keep talking. Keep, you gotta keep
That's
talking.
That's the best.
Keep
the
walls of my life.
That, by the way, Will just threw out there that look.
The Walsh tells me your San Diego trip was a blast. Oh, yeah. How was Hooters?
Terrence Quinn.
I actually didn't.
Great
I
character didn't actor.
Yeah, right. Skittles? No, thanks.
They put that in for Luke because he's a big Skittles fan.
Well, I got a deal with Skittles, and anytime I can really mention Skittles, I make.
You make,
a
quarter of your salary off of your Skittles deal.
Yeah.
Isn't that true?
He, and his, he wears the Skittles sneakers, too, which is good. One of the only guys who wears Skittles sneakers.
Well, actually, I'm familiar with that.
Honey!
Hey, Dad, am I
interrupting?
No, come on in.
Hi-yo.
The realization right here by Luke. And now. Kevin goes up, Shorty goes down.
Play that back.
Kevin,
goes up,
Shorty.
Shorty.
So subtle.
Now, how long did you workshop that, right, Kevin and Shorty?
We worked on that scene for a week. Just that move.
They both dragged their heels at the beginning of the movie, but I'll be damned
if they didn't come in with flying colors for the end.
Downtown L.A. was shot here.
That's what you call a spit take.
See, that always... Yep.
Always works.
It does.
You can always go to a spit take when you're in it.
And the little, the finger. That little...
little Teddy Shapiro
score. I like these driving shots where you mount the camera.
I know,
on
I get
the,
you.
I like this.
Those are
great.
He's waving him down. He's in the driveway. He's waving him down.
He's like so happy. Great. He thinks he's be happy.
He wants to make sure he recognizes that it's him. He's pulling the driveway.
Frank has been kicked out of his house and is now... moving in.
It does seem like a great friend, though, Frank.
I thought maybe I could crash here tonight. That's all right. Marissa's going through some personal stuff.
Marissa blames it on her.
Personal stuff like you running through the neighborhood drunk and naked. That. And some other stuff.
But like a true friend.
No, he lets him stay. It's true.
Not only to realize that Vince is already inside.
Inside his house.
Another word.
Fully outfitted.
With a couple of friends.
Fully outfitted. Boys. Speaker City gear.
With the old, with some of you guys who actually make it to in the old school fraternity.
So Beanie rounds this all up on his own.
Mr.
On his own
dime.
Beanie put this whole thing together and surprised.
Have no bearing
Lou,
Mitch, Lou, Patrick.
I love this guy. I love this, this moment here with Vince is my favorite.
Simon.
Yeah, Simon is great.
Well, I was just curious, what sort of association will you have with the actual?
There's Mr. Ma working the videotape.
Well, legally speaking, there will be a loose.
You guys remember him.
Raymond Ma,
will give nothing back
character
to the
actor.
Academic community, as well as provide no public service of any kind. This much I promise you.
Beanie, what the hell is going on here?
Guys, this is a very special occasion. The Godfather himself has been kind enough to grace us with his presence. The Godfather.
That's Luke.
There
you're the Godfather. You didn't realize.
That's Abdul's first appearance in the lower.
Abdullah.
Married.
The old train.
Kitchen.
Now, this happens to be my favorite scene in the movie. I don't know why. Because anytime when the three of you are together and you're kind of at each other, I always like and I love where this goes.
Been in my house?
They've been here all day. You know, that party that we had last night has given us all kinds of street cred.
What are you talking about?
This is called Rush. We are officially starting a fraternity.
I like it.
I like
genius.
It.
Genius. You've got to be kidding me.
Look, you heard Pritchard, all right? We're obligated to do this. Now, this house, he says...
I love that the kid is involved. He's telling me.
My turn with the kid that night.
I live here, Beanie. I'm 30 years old. None of us are enrolled in the
Vince's
college.
Wife thought he was at soccer practice.
But no.
But no, in fact, he was putting together this
Did you or did you
fraternity.
Not have a good time at the party? I had an awesome time. Frank, I know that you had an awesome time, okay? I think the entire town knows that you had an awesome time. I'm trying to ask Mitch whether or not he had an awesome time.
Yeah, I had a good time.
Okay, that's good. And now, wouldn't you want those good times to keep going? Have more good...
I mean, I
don't understand it. I don't know why it's so hard for you to admit that you want this. We got 40 guys out there that want this. There must be a reason for it, Mitch.
Look, I appreciate your enthusiasm. I know you guys are trying to help, but the truth of the matter is, I've had a hell of a day.
And this is where
hell
it goes.
The worst month. And the fact
he makes
is,
a crucial mistake here.
Strangers out in my living room, and all I want to do is get some fucking sleep. So I'm sorry.
That was improvised by Luke.
Starting a fraternity.
I don't know what you have to do with the kid.
With the kid, I like how Vince refers to him as the kid.
Again, it's a Dirty Dancing name that was just good.
No one knew the name of the character.
His name was actually lifted from a Western that we read.
We called him Billy Boy.
About Billy the Kid.
Right about now,
this is great. When he's just
trying to figure out why I take time out of my schedule.
Kid's like a robot. Watch this.
Okay. I start to laugh.
And you're all, you feel bad, actually.
Say yes. Yes.
Metallica making
Metallica.
It was in it.
This is Metallica?
Altogether, we fixed 14 pledges. Wait,
blue boys?
That's blue.
Yeah, I was always surprised at how much the tackling in the fountain works.
Yeah.
Because it's just so...
It's such a hard tackle.
So unexpected, and such a real football tackle that you did, Will. And I'm really impressed that you were able to do this stunt.
Well, I just...
Will did all his own stunts.
The guy that drove the truck? He was an excitable boy.
Yeah.
I like this shot of Rick.
Yeah,
I could tackle.
That was me.
This is all Will for real.
That's why I call him the Big Cat.
The Big Cat.
Here's one right there.
Yeah.
And was that wasn't Rick, was it?
Yeah. No, that wasn't Rick, but it was Will.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, how do you get this shot? How did you guys time that?
We just rolled a couple cameras.
Todd Bomb was there that day when we shot that. That's
right.
In the parking lot.
I'm kidding. We'll come back tonight. Okay.
See you. Master of Puppets, Metallica.
Patrick Warshaw.
Patrick's a vet.
Yeah.
I don't care what
he
says.
Patrick Cranshaw is his name, actually.
I like to call him Warshaw.
Okay. And this is the first night for the pledges. They all feel like they might have gotten in over their heads. There's J. Rock.
Really nice group of actors, all these guys.
Robert Corgi right here is on The Daily Show now.
That's
a long night on that ledge.
Yeah. Long night with their pants down around their ankles. It was
they were quite
humiliating, to say the least.
Copy that.
Patient,
though. Copy that.
Copy that, using a little movie language.
I like to use that as much as I can.
We shot this scene over two nights, I think, in UCLA campus.
And it was kind of scary for the guys to be up there. One guy was nervous to be standing up there.
Yeah.
We had to send him home.
Protection there,
he had the shakes.
We had to send him home, and we also had to give him a little thing called a pink slip.
We docked him that day.
And finally...
That was Budnick. Budnick was his pledge name.
Why's the other end of this string tied securely to your penis?
And the answer, ladies, is trust.
Yes.
This is your first test.
Pause it.
Spanish!
Something that I heard is really done at fraternities.
This thing?
Yeah.
Yep.
Called Trust Your Brother. Something when we were doing Frat House, a documentary that I made, we were told about this, never witnessed it.
But is it legend or is it...
No, it's true, apparently, but who knows.
Yeah.
It seems dangerous.
It does seem dangerous.
I mean, what happened?
This is all real. They all did this. They all stood out to the edge. It was kind of...
It's intense. This guy...
I did a documentary on fraternities. Frat House.
Yes.
Two. Three. Release.
This song is a big laugh in a movie.
Give it up, DVD movie.
Whoa. Some things are better left unspoken.
I was tired this day.
Yep, we weren't getting full Luke this day. You can tell he's just sitting on the back there. Half Luke.
Pibbs.
Jeremy Piven.
Where is it?
Doesn't different casting for Jeremy Piven. Doesn't often play the. You know,
he did a great job.
He did. He had fun with it. You see that
little picture with the
little picture.
Ah, it's great. Yeah. Him hunting,
holding a deer head.
Yeah.
This is Patrick Fischler, character actor. How would these guys feel? Who's
Is this a Jerry what is Coons it? Where assistant. Is this office?
This office is.
Is it a location?
Guys don't even go to school.
Yeah, it's a location.
You see the one guy? He's like 90.
I don't remember.
Technically, that doesn't matter. They found a loophole.
A loophole.
Yes. Well, it's interesting, sir. As stupid as they appear, they're actually very good at paperwork. It's quite an anomaly.
I'm sorry, is that funny?
Are there's you, a picture of Piven with Bush.
Is that what you do now?
You see over his shoulder. You can't see from here.
Oh, right there?
It's next to you. Yeah, you can't see it now. Now, Mitch is at work, kind of secretly making flyers. Yeah. And in comes Matt Walsh, one of my favorite comic actors.
There he is.
Matt is great.
He's in Road Trip. He's
going
in
on,
old
brother.
School.
Nothing.
What's it's going on,
it's
brother?
It's going to be in my next movie.
What's
I love
going on, brother?
Hey, Mitch. Hang on.
Seems kind of scarily pushy.
Yeah. Matt's in a theater group in New York called Upright Citizens Brigade.
True?
They're fantastic.
Yeah.
Right.
Used to have a show on Comedy
cool,
Central.
Man. I want in. Listen to me.
This was fun, Luke. Remember we did the take where we slapped him?
Yeah.
And we didn't think we were going to use it. We used it.
Success.
You listen to me. I need this, okay? My life, my job, kids, every day.
This is really what the movie's about right here.
Oh, I
these guys
golf,
who so. Need this bonding for some reason.
Golf. Don't blackball me, Mitch, please. I'm not blackballing. We work together.
I like this guy.
And I don't want to make
it's
work
great.
With whatever it is I do at home. And trust me. Not missing anything anyways.
Really? Heard you hooked up with Goldberg's daughter.
I love it.
He says, I'm sorry.
He says, I'm sorry. The guy's like, what is
it's that? Untrue.
Hey, Mitch, all I'm saying is think about it, okay?
He's got a great look,
think
man.
Think about it.
Think about it.
I do. I mean, I have a career to worry about, you know? Kevin, mate, you really need to start embracing this whole thing here. You know, the thing that's frustrating is I don't think you appreciate everything I've done.
Will thought he was going to make a couple bones by renting out his house. Ended up almost getting divorced as a result.
Screwed.
4 insurance claims later.
Man, no, talk about they almost tore the place down. It'd be cheaper than the damage you guys did lugging your equipment in and out of there.
Yeah, we did a little chicken dancing at the wedding, actually. How you been?
Fine, thanks.
Yeah. I actually wanted to apologize to you about the wedding. I hope I didn't embarrass you.
It's okay. You just embarrassed yourself.
Yeah.
I bought you a house for my gift.
I love this.
Really nice.
This is all tough.
Yeah, no, that thing's a piece of crap.
Why did he can't stop selling?
He's a natural born salesman.
A lot of complaints.
A lot of complaints
about that.
Stop! You're the man, don't! You're around!
He's
trying to keep it underground.
Must be joking around or something.
But he's not.
So where are you guys?
You are the godfather.
I'm staying with my dad.
Like it or not.
Like it or not.
I'm been a little rough on Amanda.
You know, my son Max is turning 6 years old on Sunday. We're having a
Max.
Birthday party.
That's his name.
You know,
that's his name, Max.
That's boy. That's boy's name.
The kid?
Favreau's son's name,
that's
Max.
A great idea. You should definitely come.
Okay, that's all.
Hey, what do you guys like better, nurse or cheerleader?
Big laugh.
Oh, hi, Nicole.
Oh, she's all right.
Hi, Frank.
Yeah, that's a great
laugh.
You're so great.
Yeah, thanks.
Embarrassed,
being uncomfortable, yeah.
Did you have fun at the wedding?
Kid, like, so genuinely.
Yeah, it was fun.
This is great.
It really is like watching,
right now.
Like reading poetry when you watch
see you
it.
See Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Whose woods these are, I think Will knows.
No sunshine when she's gone.
I love this scene.
Dude. Will's a little.
This looks beautiful
with that neon sideways.
Oh really?
Yeah. No, this is Pasadena, isn't it?
It's all Wilshire.
No, this is downtown.
This is downtown.
Yeah.
That just I always thought this was right by the 134.
It's right near K-town.
K-town, baby.
This we
was this real driving? It looks
like
it.
Yeah, we just did it handheld in the car one evening.
It's nice. Nice light.
Yeah,
hey,
it's
Marissa?
Dusk.
Hey, listen,
is it full-on nighttime or is it just dusk?
It's actually magic hour right now.
No, it is, yeah.
Ooh, now explain what magic hour is.
Magic hour is that time between afternoon and
no, because I'm sure
nighttime.
Some of our viewers have no idea what you're talking about.
And it's sort of optimal shooting time.
Yeah, barrel's out of steam,
purple.
I can tell.
That's my, I had a bunch of crew jackets printed up that said Magic Hour.
That's your production company name, isn't it?
No, Portal to Portal.
Andy Dick?
Andy Dick with my dog in his hand, Brian.
You still have Brian or did you lose him in the divorce?
I lost him in the breakup. It was not a divorce. Me and my girlfriend broke up, fiance. And that little dog was one of the casualties.
But that's neither here nor there. Grab your vegetables.
70 style. That was our mantra.
I have to say, Andy Dick would not come out of his trailer. He insisted on wearing that wig. That was not a choice by me.
Really?
I think it's the wrong choice. I still do.
It works. Did he really?
I swear to God. Andy said, I have to wear this wig or I can't do the scene. I'm not kidding.
I'm not a fan of the wig.
I'm not
either. It is weird.
It's too weird. And Andy came up to me at the premiere and he goes, I swear to God, he goes, why did you let me wear that wig? I said, Andy, you wanted me because I know, but you should have talked me out of it. It's funny.
Now, you're going to do the work, ladies. These carrots are not going to ejaculate themselves. Get into it. Very good. Very good. 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 Not so good. Please, what are you doing? You're not Romulus sucking on the teats of the mother wolf, if you know your Greek mythology. Ladies, we are giving head here. We're not breastfeeding from a mythological beast. Oh, that's funny to you? Because you won't be laughing when somebody prematurely pops in your face. It stinks. And that is now why I have a lazy eye. Thank you very much. Continue, please. Continue. Up and in. And mind the stepchildren. Mind the stepchildren. Very good.
So Will comes home and to his surprise, something's going on at his house.
What do you got there?
The Red Dragon, Parks the Red Dragon, strolls
out. I like this double take right here.
Will thinks something else is going on. What? What the fuck?
What did you actually say there, Will, because it's not audible?
I said, what the fuck? Everybody can learn from the Red. Can you say that? On a DVD?
The dog is eating up.
You can say whatever the heck you want.
Marissa. Way to give 110%. You know, when I get back there, I'm going to show you something I call Crouching Tiger, Hidden Penis. Did you ever see that movie? I really like it because of the flying and the magic.
And Will with his own stunt work coming up.
Oh, that would just make a bad mistake.
And he's never afraid to go too far.
You know this person?
I am so sorry. Are you hurt?
She's worried about him. Reminds me of something.
Reminds me.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
You notice Will in the background throwing gifts down.
Yeah.
Shaking them.
What the hell are you doing?
Oh, man, I don't remember that.
That's you.
Put your head down. That's very traumatic.
I love that.
Break the illusion.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Meanwhile, he's smoking and drinking beer.
You feel when you walk. Come on, man. You're better than that. You don't see me breaking the fourth wall.
Hey, guys.
That's a Vince trademark. You're better than that. That I picked up.
This is a great party.
Yeah, when
Craig Kilborn.
Just a few minutes ago.
Love Craig Kilborn.
Craig Kilborn's first appearance in the movie.
Colorado yesterday.
Another thing I just thought would be a fun casting decision
for
Craig to kind of play.
He does a good job with
it. He does.
He did. He had fun with it. It was fun to have him around.
You guys are in a fraternity. Is that right?
No. It's a little cross promotion. You see the Shrek doll there, DreamWorks movie.
Not really. I mean, no.
I've missed
it's
that.
It's more kind of like a social club. We just kind of watch football and hang out.
There he is.
Hang out in a spank.
Correcting.
It's not like that. We don't take it too seriously.
I do. How come there's no ice in my lemonade? Sir. You drop down or you give me 10.
He actually did 10.
Now.
He did. We just cut it out of the movie, but I made him do it.
Frank. I'm going to go to
the Speaker City. There's another scene we just came up with that day, I think. That might have been Vince's.
It's your idea, though, to have the gift be the
bread maker.
Yeah, the bread maker, the callback, which is smart.
Fun thing about working with actors like this is you kind of can throw a new idea of a scene to them, and we just shoot it. And it's not
a lot of times it seems like more fun almost because you're feeling like you're getting to like try something. It's because it wasn't written.
Right, it wasn't written, it wasn't rehearsed.
It was spontaneous.
We just say, hey, let's set up over here and try a scene where we give Max the bread maker.
He actually liked it, which was always hard because he got excited. He loved bread makers.
There's Will embarrassed again. Kilborn meets the girl.
I'll have one of those. I'm Mark. What's your name?
Tracy.
Setting up.
Nice meeting you, Tracy.
Right on there.
There we go. Okay, you can go back out and play now. Here. Take your dog.
The scene took us up. A while to shoot, if I remember.
Forever.
This was the end of a long day, remember?
Yeah.
So, Mark, he seems like an interesting guy.
He's harmless.
How long have you two been together?
2 years now. I told him I had a crush on you in high school, and I think I got him a little jealous.
You had a crush on me? You gotta be kidding me. I was obsessed with you.
This would have been a good place for unbelievable.
I love unbelievable.
Do you enjoy, are you someone who enjoys watching himself in a movie, or is it hard for you? For real.
I really don't mind, actually. I mean, there are, of course, scenes that come up where I feel like I didn't do what I was trying to do, and I don't enjoy those. But I've, like this movie, I have fun watching it because of Will and Vince.
What about you, Vince? You like watching yourself in a movie?
No, I think we're doing the James Lipton thing again.
Well, we're just hanging out.
Not particularly. I don't mind it, but I don't like, it's like, it's almost, you always look at what you could have done, and you always, your mind always goes to like, oh, I wish I did this,
I guess we're not knocking, huh?
I guess we're not knocking. He's great in this scene.
And it's all on tape, too.
I know.
By the way, his timing's great.
I know, the scoped towel, throwing it, and he's really funny.
Yeah, and this was his first day also.
Yeah.
It's one take because we shot a real bathroom here. We couldn't fit another angle in.
You're not a chick, are you? Alright. Good talk.
Good talk.
He really does seem scary.
Yeah. Farrell comes back for the magic.
David Letterman said this is the funniest scene he's seen in a movie in how many years? 10 years, yeah.
Letterman loved this scene.
That's my boy.
See a little cameo coming up by Sean William Scott, who did Road Trip.
That's a great
cameo.
Funny.
What?
He was in Road Trip, and I called him up and asked him to do me a favor and do this little cameo.
Now, did he just do it immediately, or did he give you the business?
No, he did it immediately.
He seems like a good guy.
Was it Chuck Clare? He was right there.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
He's a great guy.
He's hilarious. I love what he does right here.
Yeah. What? This is the best.
Yeah, you know it. What'd you say?
What?
Shut
up.
And you remember in take two of that, he goes, shut up, you fucking asshole. To the But it was like at this point, so much cursing in the movie, we kind of just were like...
They say you can puncture the skin of a rhino from a...
Whoa.
No, that's a good effect.
That was a great effect.
Yeah.
Will was great with this.
Now, did you know you were going to do this voice shooting?
Oh, yeah. We always going to slow it down.
What? You just took one in the jugular, man.
Scene gets a lot of laughs besides this big laugh, because it kind of keeps building. And when you think it's over, it comes back.
Yeah.
The realization of Will here is great. My God.
Is this bad?
Is this bad?
Is this bad?
Pull that out. That shit is not cool.
Now, Todd, in your head, did you have this pretty much... laid out the way it eventually laid out?
Yeah, this was... with the voices and slowing it down.
Yeah.
How's it for you, Tom, when you watch the film? Do you think of different cuts and stuff?
Always. I have a hard time watching the movie also.
I like you.
I think, boy, I didn't cover that scene right. But this scene is not a good example because it's great.
Yeah, it is great.
It gets kind of scary to me.
That's what's great. It's so
bam!
Like right here, this thing.
Yeah.
It's so good.
All the actual moms and the children.
You know who called me about this scene was Jay Roach, who's another director. Directed Austin Powers 3 and Austin Powers 2 and Meet the Parents, and just loved this scene. Raved about Will and this and just the whole. And that was really cool to hear from another director. I love this.
Shoves the kid. A lot of kids shove it.
Yeah.
Son of the stunt man right there.
But look at Beanie's excited to see him.
At first. Yeah. It was just great. The kid goes down.
Actual stunt by Farrell right there.
All his own stunt work.
Could have been semi dangerous.
I like this. I think he's smart in the music. Great reference.
200 bones.
For that baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet. That's it? That surprises me.
Really?
I thought it'd be more, actually.
I actually drove by the set the day you guys were doing this.
What we're referring to is the cost of using songs in a movie.
By the way.
And 200 bones to use a Simon & Garfunkel song. But we felt it was worth the joke for the people that got it. Which is an obvious graduate reference.
Is this down in Malibu?
Yeah.
Where is this?
It's on the PCH. This wasn't you? You weren't on the set that day? This isn't you?
No.
Yeah,
It's a hand double.
Yeah,
oh, no. Which is it, Will?
Farrell
yes
needed
no?
to pay off. Just answer the truth. Nobody's
there.
Nobody's...
What? Who? Yes? No.
I wasn't there.
But he was there for this.
For this. That was pure tongue.
How many takes of that, by the way?
42 takes. Suddenly I became Stanley Kubrick.
I just wanted
to see him do that.
But the one more kick?
Better work. The board
member. LA Coliseum.
That's right.
Civilian fraternity.
Sarah Tanaka coming up.
Sarah Tanaka, who we know from Rushmore. Her name is Megan Huang. Which Luke was in.
Luke's greatest.
President Free Law, star of the university.
Now, Luke,
Luke's greatest
movie.
You were a
medical student in that movie. Is that
I was a doctor.
Or you were a doctor.
Oh, okay. Are you?
Are you?
Sarah played Margaret Yang in Rushmore.
Correct.
Just cast her off of that. I said, hey, why don't we get Margaret from Rushmore?
She
didn't come in and read her.
See, I like that move. Don't turn around.
Megan, this little fraternity over on Brook Street has become...
Good wardrobe in this movie.
Yeah.
She did a good job.
Okay, and
she did, yeah.
Body president.
With the eyes on. Name check.
Nancy Fisher. I worked with her. I direct a lot of commercials, and Nancy Fisher's done all my commercials.
Exactly. He threw her a bone.
Gave her first feature, got her in the union.
Why?
Everybody loved those guys. They threw the sickest parties.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Well, it says here that you are applying to Columbia Law School.
Wow.
It's a tough school to get into.
You know, Dean Pritchard has some serious connections at Columbia.
His father owns Patrick Roadhouse, a breakfast place on the Pacific Coast Highway.
For real?
Yeah.
Who, Fischler's father?
Yeah, he used to. He passed away, but his family still owns it. Great place. Is it okay to say that this was a reshoot day?
Here's
yet another haircut.
This was not in the movie in the first cut.
Is this haircut number 7? Or 8?
This is number 4. Oh, okay. This was not in the original cut of the movie, and then we went back.
I was, truth be told, going through some personal trauma.
You really want to get into this on here?
It's comedy. Keep it light, Luke.
You might want to keep it light, Luke.
And I can't hide it. I really can't.
Luke and I had what you might want to say is an encounter. On this day or the day right
now. You guys had an encounter on that day?
We had an encounter.
He kind of had to talk me down from the proverbial ledge.
Basically. And we became much closer because of it.
You know what, though? You don't...
Scene works with it.
It seems... whatever it is,
works
it works.
With the scene, yeah.
Thanks, guys.
I mean, I don't see any...
This was a heavy day for Luke. One of Luke Wilson's darkest days, I'm going to say.
I don't see...
That's true. That's very fair.
I don't see anything but the usual...
Okay.
Let me just say, every time I called
Cut... All I know is Kevin and Shorty were right there, man.
Right there all the way.
Every time I called Cut, Luke was on that cell phone. Whispering in the corner.
Oh, man.
And literally, you wouldn't hang it up until we literally clapped.
The old temple was in flames that day.
You know what?
If cell phones cause
cancer...
Luke's lean and mean by this time. He's in shape.
A lot of people after the movie came
Pinheiro.
Out. Oh, sorry, you're right. I should have paused for that.
Wait, what were we saying, Todd?
I was saying a lot of people after the movie finally came out, a lot of people on the internet and people that have talked to me about it picked up the obvious Fight Club references in this movie beyond this fight. The whole idea of starting some kind of male organization of sort of always, Scott and I, when we were writing it, always thought of it as a comedy version of Fight Club,
right,
as opposed to a...
What are the other references?
Well, Animal House is an obvious reference right here. It's a reference to my college days.
And there's a little Kramer versus Kramer thrown in.
This is
that you like to kind of keep on the down low, but yet there's still a nod to Kramer versus.
This
Kramer.
Is where you get a real insight into Beanie here.
That's right.
And this actress is Kate Ellis.
She was easy to work. She did a good job.
She did a really good job.
She was good.
I think this was her first movie, and she did a big scene with the Vaughninator. Yeah.
She was good. The Vaughninator walked her through it.
Mm.
She walked me through it. She was
usually Adam.
She has an old-time movie actress quality.
Classic look.
Yeah, classic look. It's great. The other references, Luke, is like obviously the fighting and the idea of joining the guys together, and then the scene where you're photocopying and working, you're kind of falling apart at work. All that stuff was from Fight Club, too. This kind of like little nods.
Oh, yeah, I remember you talking about that.
Little nods.
Yeah. And looking real worn out.
Looking worn out. We saw it. Some people got that. I thought that was cool.
But I tell you what, why don't you go ahead and leave me your number? This way, if something happens to my wife, I can give you a call.
I think that makes the scene work. You know, you have a little something absurd, a little inappropriate at the end. Otherwise, it's just too...
He stays as Beanie.
You know,
it's still Beanie.
You got a call from the actual announcer after this, didn't you, Will?
I did.
Michael Buffer.
That's right. Michael Buffer. And he said, let's get ready to... And he kept leaving that over and over on my message machine, and I finally figured out it was Michael Buffer. He would never say, this is Michael Buffer.
I love the headgear on Blue. Old-time wrestling headgear.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And in the opposite corner with a combined weight of 210 pounds, hailing from Hayden Dormitory, Jenny and Jeannie.
This is a little surprise.
Hi-o.
Look at Luke, look at Will's face. Watch Will.
Lou, you sure you're okay with this?
Good. Ring the fucking bell, you pansy.
Okay.
There's Abdul's shot.
Abdul.
Coming through in the clutch.
Yep.
Abdul was one of the brothers that we had a really good time with. Abdul Ghaznavi is the actor.
Abdul did a good job.
We had fun with him. This is the sad
I love this
moment.
Music.
Isn't that
cool
great?
Cool music.
That's Teddy chanting, and we just had fun with that.
Who's Teddy?
Teddy's the composer.
Oh, really? That was him?
You know, he did it on the temp, now that I say it, and I think we replaced it ultimately, but he temped it first. It was great.
I love this. Will singing.
And this, to me, is also one of my favorite. This and the scene after where Will's walking with his wife is my favorite moment.
That's one of my favorite scenes as well.
Yeah.
And the guitar playing...
By Patrick.
Patrick is real.
He did a great Luke's speech at the.
Patrick Adams playing guitar. Yeah. One of the pledges. Who
and then that real picture of Blue.
Yeah. This is a great line, by the way. But the woman's reaction right here.
Plus the admiral next.
I know. What's up? I swear, I think that was her idea to look at you, wasn't it?
I think it just happened.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That was great.
Oh, no, I think you told her to do that.
I don't remember.
It was a scripted line.
Yeah, the line was, but I think she gave the look.
You're my boy.
A little overacting by the Bonnator.
This right here.
The Jesse. It was a great scene.
It's all kind of, you know, one take here.
So, yeah, it was.
Keep on chucking.
Yeah, I love that line.
Yeah, last Thursday.
Couldn't see, but on that tombstone we went by was the name Capper, who's an old enemy of mine, but it was out of focus.
Really?
Yeah.
Capper?
Capper, it's the last name of somebody.
I thought you liked that. You have a bone to pick with Frank Capper.
No, Capper, it's
a
guy.
A little old for you to be picking on
it. No, let it go, man.
Well, the guy's made some of the great movies.
At least for a
well, the funny thing is, we always started on that name, and then we racked focus to them, but we ended up not being able to use it.
I've missed you.
Yeah, thought you might just try and get a movie made and not kind of live out your personal vendetta.
No, I like to always revenge first, movies next.
That's a good idea. You doing it? I don't know. Maybe we rushed into this,
This is real acting.
Perry's good.
Know. Yeah, Perry's great, but
this doesn't feel right,
what's Will's reaction?
Being married?
He doesn't get it.
What do you mean?
I mean, I think we should get a divorce.
That's great.
Like a real divorce?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, listen, I gotta run.
This is, I told Will this. I wish I was more like Frank when I see this scene, because I love how he is in this scene.
And we bring in the acoustic version of Whitesnake here.
And that's you actually and some friends, right?
Humming.
Yeah, yeah. It's Teddy and play.
That was a good little touch.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Yeah. It's a reprise of Whitesnake.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
This is Kilborn is a prick in this.
He really.
That's the bottom line.
He played the asshole really well.
Yeah.
And it's hard when a guy, you know, like Kilborn does parts like this. They come in for 5 days over the course of shooting.
No, he did it great. It's very believable.
But he doesn't do it consecutively. He comes in when you need him, and he's just always right on.
And again, this is one take two, so you can really see him.
Did
a good job.
Last week at the birthday party.
What did you see?
You like. As a rule, Todd, you like to try to do that more often than not, if you can?
Yeah, if you can, and, you know...
If it works for the scene?
Yeah, if it works.
The enthusiasm will.
No, I'm engrossed in what we're watching it right now. I mean, I'm not... I mean, I...
don't want to say anything.
Maybe we should tell the people at home I'm in Denver, Colorado at this moment. But, I mean, I'm patched in. I'm watching the same thing as you guys.
No, and I blew money on a lift ticket today, so I could do the freaking voiceover. On whatever you're calling this movie.
I'm really sorry about the other day. I just want the chance to explain it.
All my buddies are out on the slope.
Having a great time. And I'm
great time.
Stuck here at... What's this place called?
Pro Sound.
I'm stuck here at Pro Sound.
Mountain Sound.
Pro Sound.
It's called Pro Sound, Will.
Oh, is it Mountain or is it Pro Sound? Which is it?
Pro Mountain Sound. Okay,
it's Pro Mountain Sound.
Could we get you to sign this poster, Mr. Brown?
This guy's a great actor, too.
This guy is... Yeah.
This is Brian Callen, who's also another guy I met through Breckenmeyer, who's hilarious.
What have we seen him in? Because he's...
Mostly TV stuff.
He's very good.
He's so funny. He does stand up a lot. And he kills. He's just the best.
That's very kind, but I insist I'll pay.
Please, the money, it's not good here. Okay. No.
A lot of these small parts, I always try to cast comics.
They're really important, you know?
And I tend to just go towards, like, Matt Walsh, Upright Citizens guys, or this guy's comic stand-up guys, just because it's fun, A, to give them work, and B, to have them around, because they always improvise stuff that you get right in.
Well, here comes, Luke. This is early on.
Oh,
it's a different one, though. Yet another one.
But it's okay.
It's Quality Cafe in downtown LA.
I think that I am.
They shot Training Day in the same booth.
Where is?
I noticed. I noticed when I went to Training Day the other day. Yeah, same booth, same restaurant. It is great.
What part of downtown?
Just on the outskirts.
Right around Bixel and Wilshire.
I didn't want to say anything, but Mark is the one who was acting inappropriate.
Mitch, you are unbelievable. Hey, look who it is.
Cold busted,
man.
Cold busted.
Look at Shorty on there. Look at Shorty taking all the heat.
Let's see. I want more Shorty.
You'll see it. It's all. Oh, you won't see it now.
Yeah.
That's Kevin, but.
Shorty, come on.
Come on, Shorty.
He worked like a horse this day.
Shorty was like a damn Clydesdale this day.
You had to water and feed him twice.
Again, we're referring to Luke's eyes, which are named Shorty and Kevin.
That's right. Here they go.
Oh, both in tandem right there.
Yep.
Both in tandem.
It's just guns blazing.
That's
right
rare
there.
To get both.
Well-oiled machine.
They rarely work in tandem.
They rarely do. They hardly ever speak to each other, but...
They're like Don and Phil Everly. They make beautiful music together, but man, when they're pissed...
There he is. There it is. Shorty's up. Kevin's down.
Shorty...
Both in tandem.
Now in tandem again.
Now in... And more on
Kevin.
Back to Shorty. Do you have to break up fights between them? How do you delegate between...
I always like this moment in Downer in the movie. You stay in the back here and just kind of watch him through the window.
God, the house looks like hell.
Yeah, I mean, Vivica was surprised on this day.
Jeez. I never forget saying, it's only for one shot. We got to board up all the windows. She's like, what the F?
Holding this letter, you already know.
The house has been boarded up.
A lot of people like to point out to me that what Will is saying and what's on the note is different.
Yeah.
Oh. To which I reply,
suck it. That tells you a little bit about the people that point that out.
Thank you.
It?
Do you reply, suck it?
I like this scene.
But those of you
will
be expelled. This is the only scene I shot this day.
That's a good shot.
That is a good shot.
Very real.
Well, actually, only smoking them for the character.
Right. I had to get Vince to smoke for this movie. It was difficult.
I like that shot right there.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's what we call a nine shot.
That's right.
A niner.
Farrell taking a slug off a rolling rack. God bless America. Trying to get his bones.
Yeah, I'm trying to. This is another haircut. What haircut is this?
This is the McQueen.
A lot of times when you're doing a movie, you like the actors to keep the same haircut throughout the movie. So that's why you have hair people.
What's it called? Continuity?
Yeah, it's called continuity. But
yeah, like you know, Todd, we didn't have any hair people in this movie.
Well, let's not go there. We did, but I don't know that you were not happy with the choices.
What I'm going to do, man.
No.
Kidding. Cut that out.
Okay. You brought it up. Anyway, like I was saying, we like to keep continuity with actors' hair, but Luke insisted on getting his own haircuts every Saturday.
Basically,
coming in.
Whenever I felt like it, I get a haircut.
Forgetting that he's shooting a movie. I love the kiss. Here's the kiss. Okay. Beanie's most tender moment.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it.
Artie Lang, Matt Walsh.
Artie Lang from the Howard Stern Show. Matt Walsh back.
Howard Stern.
I just worked with Artie recently, and he's always consistently great.
Yeah, he's a funny guy, Artie. Yes, sir. It's fun to have. Walsh, I need you to track down a copy of University Code
7A and track this number immediately. Got it. I love when you go off on the boss.
This is a good scene for Luke and for Kevin and Shorty, I guess, but really Luke.
More Luke.
More Luke on this one.
Donald tells me you got these guys working prep for your arbitration. Now, I told you 5 times I want them working the Sunshine Square deal. Well, I locked the Sunshine Square deal yesterday, so now I have them helping the arbitration.
To emphasize.
I appreciate it.
That's right.
If you let me handle my own team and don't get on my ass every time I'm trying to do something.
All right. I want to make sure you're on top of it.
Well, I am.
Well, good. Carry on.
See? That's why they call him the gun.
Yep. Don't
just take care of it.
And he backs out of there.
Backs out.
That's why.
Got some good news and I got some bad. Did a little research.
Everybody was worried about me this day because I had a couple pages of dialogue. And
something fun here is something a little game we did, and now is the Watch Jesse Hyman show. If you keep an eye on Jesse during this scene,
is he popping all up?
Jesse's in the back behind Will. You'll see him in a minute. Yep, here he comes.
I see.
But it's a kind of a fun game we play in the sound room. Because it's always different. 5
categories. What, he moves around the room?
Well, he's just got some interesting looks.
There's Jesse Hyman right there.
There's Jesse.
Good luck to everybody. Nice to know you all.
A little hot under the lights. Actually, he's sweet. All of us.
He's sweet. He's the best. Well, you're talking of, we had fun with him, but it's just always funny to see. When you watch background, if you've seen the movie a lot of times, you tend to watch background sometimes.
I don't mind popping for breakfast here.
Yeah.
I do speakers. I don't do tests.
What about doing your job as a director instead of watching basketball?
I have a wig here. I kind of cut my hair short. They need
Vince also went for a haircut, so we had to put a hat on.
But this was a reshoot scene, and I had cut my hair really short for the summer, so I had a wig, so I put the hat on here. But then, as we go on in the movie, there's other scenes where I'm wearing the wig.
I'd like to clarify the term reshooting. We never reshoot any scenes in the movie.
Right.
It's
called additional photography.
Additional photography.
Oftentimes, you cut out scenes in a comedy.
All I know is what my sheet said.
Appreciate said additional photography. I'm a total jackass. Sure.
All I know is what my agent said.
We got 9 kids. We're going to get expelled.
Are we back in Montrose here?
And you're not even going to help them out.
It's a good edit. The scene went on longer. It was a good cutout.
Who's this?
Back. This is Teddy Shapiro again. Composer.
Nice sneeze by Farrell, scene stealer. Can't just walk
the
whole
scene stealer.
I believe.
Well, you know what the problem was? Leland had gone to lunch. I'd sent my assistant Leland, and he wasn't available to get the cell phone trick off.
Welcome, everyone.
That doesn't make any sense.
Space section of the charter review.
This is
Harv Presnell.
This is also additional photography.
He's been known to punch holes in a few clouds.
Let's not keep hammering that.
I don't know that thing.
I don't know that really adds anything
to the game.
I think it could be a selling point.
What?
No,
the additional photography.
I keep bringing it up.
James Carville, he did me a favor. I shot some ESPN commercials with James Carville a few years back, and we called him up to do this scene.
I got a wig on in this scene.
Raging Cajun.
Vince Vaughn is wearing, you were wearing a wig in that scene.
What is your position on the role of government in supporting innovation in the field of biotechnology?
James Carville is a CNN correspondent, and he ran Bill Clinton's campaign in 94.
Got Clinton elected.
Got Clinton. Excellent documentary.
92,
what did I say?
The War Room.
There was no... The War Room, 1992. There was a documentary about the 1992 presidential elections.
Handle this one, Jimmy.
Recent research has shown that empirical...
Did you have this memorized? What were you reading?
Corporate innovation.
I had it memorized.
But we did have it written for you.
Wink, wink! Leader, it's important for America.
Carville's great reaction there.
Yeah.
He looks intense.
He's told us since the movie people come up to him on the street, kids now.
Say,
you're from old school.
Really?
This is great, yeah.
He was good.
Vince Vaughn, wig.
Well, that was interesting. Thank you very much. And your rebuttal, Mr. Carville.
It's a great debate team right there.
No response. That was perfect.
That's great.
That's how you debate.
That's the way you do it. That's the way you debate.
Well, who is he yelling to?
Like nobody asked.
I know.
Wig City, baby.
Wig City. Can you tell? I could never. You can't really.
I couldn't tell. I don't think we pointed out. It's not because Vince needs a hairpiece, because he had got a haircut and it wasn't going to match the other stuff.
There's the van, the old school van, which is now in the Smithsonian.
It's right up next to the Wright Brothers plane.
No, it's actually it's
parked beneath.
It's at the Planet Hollywood
in San Oakland. Antonio.
In Orlando.
Art Presnell, great character. Great
Harriet's method of solving cute. Good test.
Good test. great cheater.
This took choreography and took the guys really buckling down. And fun thing here is to watch Luke. who didn't really show up to the choreography lessons. Vince is great.
Vince is incredible.
But look at Luke.
I can't dance, though.
I said I just sort of get by.
Luke is a half step behind.
Me and Luke were always hurt when people were laughing at the scene because we worked hard. And
no, you
were. Vince was great, and all the other guys were great. Look how good Matt was.
Look at Luke.
No.
He's behind. Look at everything.
Look at that. I love that
laugh.
That little finger.
And here comes Will.
That was hard, man.
Again, doing his own stunts. Bam.
Yes.
The thing that sells this to me is Will's ADR after the fact, if you listen to it. He's screaming after he's burning.
Go, Cougar!
Listen to burning. So
I've never heard that move.
I like this move too. The fireman.
Yeah, that's right. I like that too.
That's because everybody's laughing when you see in the theater. That's why you're only going to watch it here at home. But I always love that yelling.
To get me into Columbia.
You're right. Will came into the loop stage and did that yelling.
The loop. I always view ADR as my friend, not my enemy.
That's a good way.
How bribes work. I bribe people all the time, but I changed my mind. It's a free country.
This is where he double crosses.
Guys, I gotta catch a little twin engine turbo prop up to Sonoma.
You got a hiccup with Clint Eastwood? Up in.
Me and the old Josie Wales.
Aren't you punching holes in the clouds?
I'll leave that up to you and Perry.
Frank's accident definitely set us back, but if we could ask.
Come on, I'll try it.
So the heat is on. They need to pass gymnastics.
I've made great effort so far. Let's just keep it up.
That's right. We can't have anyone freak out out there, okay? We've got to keep our composure.
Watch everyone get nervous that I'm about to hit him with a chair. Real fear. Real fear right there on Vonnie.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. The big cat goes, he goes hard, and you don't know.
Yeah.
All bets are off.
The three events will be chosen at random by me right now. Let's see. Rings.
Somehow the fraternity got itself together to get matching gymnast uniforms.
Yeah, well, I guess, yeah.
Who went
and... Nancy Fisher did that. We talked about her already.
Yeah,
she was an honorary member.
You were... It's a wig scene. I'm not getting anyone else to...
Me?
Drafting that. That's just what I say every now and then.
This was another scene where you kind of had to write out Wilson due to...
This was hard.
Personal trauma.
I have to be honest here. This scene was supposed to be done by Luke Wilson. But Luke, he took a pass, as you can tell by his face right there, because again, it was a heavy day. And Will stepped in and saved the day.
Just saved the hell out of the day. I was, in my mind, I was down on the little island of Incommunicado.
Where is that? Where is
that's
that close
off
to?
The coast of Mazatlan. It's hot and it's lonely down there.
A lot of mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes are
still holding.
I like that he's smoking.
Still
that
holding.
Just like,
ladder.
Let's try one smoking.
I got CGI that.
Don't worry, Abdul's there to spot you.
Incommunicado.
That's Abdul's other shot. That's a big laugh always. That he's gonna spot Big Winksy.
Hey, look, just hit the board as hard as you can and shut your eyes. All right?
That's the advice.
Not gonna lie, this isn't the best effect in the movie, but it had to.
Effective.
It may do.
Yeah, you saved a couple bones. A couple bones that we saved went into your pocket, I'm sure.
Wow. Yeah, it did. That car I'm driving, we saved right here.
This is what I call Tom's car, right there.
Yes.
I like that reaction.
He was great there.
Yeah, it was very real. Yeah.
He even took a tumble that day.
Look at grab ass in the back there.
Me and Vince were seeing who could stay out of the shot.
Congratulations, gentlemen. You put forth quite an effort.
Thank you.
Really did.
Now,
but I'm afraid I have some bad news for you.
He gets him anyway.
Yeah, he does.
What are you talking about? We finished with an 84%.
Yes, you people did finish with an 84%, but unfortunately, another pledge of yours scored a zero in every category.
What pledge?
A Joseph.
Joseph.
Blue Pulaski.
Comes back to haunt you.
Come on, Blue. Hey,
see, we didn't do our paperwork.
Blue's dead. He passed away 2 weeks.
You never filed the proper paperwork to say he was dead.
You didn't know he had it against us.
And those zeros dropped your average to a 58%.
A nice insert there.
You gotta be kidding me.
Saved the movie. Explained everything.
It'll be all right. It'll be all right, Frank.
A little dry heaving by Farrell in the fountain.
No reason to live.
Hey, we're going to find you a one-bedroom apartment.
Like find you
good
a,
at all.
It doesn't. We're going to find you a one-bedroom apartment.
Times are down. They're really down.
Drive off immediately before something extremely
here comes Sarah.
I'm scared.
Saves the day.
Am I interrupting?
Megan, you actually are, so if you could leave, it'd be tremendous for all of us.
Tremendous.
I thought you guys might find this interesting. You said if I revoked their charter, you'd get me into Columbia.
You're right, I didn't say that.
Look, I did my part. Now you have to do yours. That's how bribes work.
She knew.
I knew how bribes work. I bribe people. You know what? Just changed my life. Let me
see. She knows herself.
She does.
Bird dog and Frankie.
Bird dog and Frankie.
That must be a Texas thing, bird dog in my own.
Bird dog.
Bird dog and chicks.
I like how he runs right there.
Yeah.
Push it back. It's over.
This is a weird blow.
This is Sparrow's best line. Ow! What are you doing?
There was a rest, I got. I don't know. We all spread out.
I don't know. I don't know. We all spread out.
Will was not expecting violence at all. Time out.
And Mike for the window.
That's really violent. That doesn't look like fake glass.
No, we fucked up.
Phillips.
This was a serious fall these guys did down. That was hard.
It was a stunt guy breaking the fall, right?
Yeah. Hit him with the leg kick.
Yeah.
He's like a karate guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he does.
That's Piven. Yeah. That's all Piven. Will's crying.
You're all
witnesses. You're Frank crying. You never heard that in the theater. He's like, whoa.
Frank, are you okay?
The cat.
Mitch, I'm so cold. I think I see blue. He looks glorious.
I just love that.
Stay with me, big cat.
We tried to make it kind of.
Oh, remember our.
An homage.
Remember
like
our.
Like a war death scene.
I got something to confess. I got drunk and urinated in
your
bed.
We tried that
and
at test screen.
Like, I don't care.
I don't care about that kind of stuff.
That's right.
Did that seemed to work, right? Or was it just too
Why'd
long?
You cut that out, Filippo?
It just went a little long.
Yeah. Filippo likes it tight.
He likes it short and tight.
Haircut number 9. We're done.
And we're out of
the movie. We're getting close.
Hey.
Look at Kevin. Woof.
God, they're having a good day. Okay. They're just
that
flowing.
Could be their best day on the movie.
That's Kevin and Shorty on 10 hours of sleep there.
Shorty, they're enjoyed their the stay at the island of Incommunicado. What is it?
Incommunicado.
Off the coast of what?
Mazatlan.
And they're good to go. Yeah.
They're good to go.
Yeah.
I took those guys to hell and back, so they never stopped looking towards the horizon.
Well, they're upgrading, moving into a new facility.
Kevin and Shorty to hell and back.
To tell you the truth, yep. They don't have much use for the Godfather anymore.
Is Shorty on the left?
Yeah. Kevin right there on the right.
Cool, leaving us out.
If you find we talk about Luke's eyes a lot, it's because he made us very aware of it on day one.
Kevin Shorty.
Yeah. He made the DP very aware of it.
I understand, Kevin. How did you get the name Shorty? Or?
Shorty's just...
It's a nickname, actually. His real name is Paul.
He's really Kevin and Paul.
That's his nickname.
Paul. But we thought Shorty was shorter than Paul, and in fact,
he is Shorty Wilson. Because I tend to have a squint over Paul, a.k.a. Shorty. And that's how I think Kevin might have even started calling him Shorty.
Happy Tuesday to you out there. Frank the Tank here at Harrison Cougar Radio.
Harrison Cougar Radio.
Give a shout out to
like that radio voice.
Yeah, you, funny. I wouldn't be here today, Mitch.
What's the three beers? I never noticed
those. I've been drinking on the job.
He switched brands, exit.
Quick note to all you future brothers out there. Brand new house on campus located at Dean
Cricker,
a former resident.
Who's this,
Todd? You all remember that?
What? This is again Teddy Shapiro.
God, where are you?
The
composition.
Right there. Saturday at our open
There's the Godfather. Kevin is Shorty immortalized there, actually.
Yeah. I like this moment.
I do too. For some reason.
Yeah, that's good.
That's perfect.
Welcome aboard, Booker.
Thank you, sir.
Walsh.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
I want you to give me fresh beer.
You serious?
Now!
So angry.
So mad. Son of a bitch.
Control now.
Like, he's the boss now.
It's my only true calling. It's my only true calling.
Yeah. I always like when you're in the theater, people start walking out and they stop here because the new scenes are coming.
And these are little tags on all the characters. And Dean Pritchard has moved on. He's fishing. He's found some inner peace. We think it's over. Kilbourne's doing his bachelor thing.
Kilbourne in a late 80s 911 Carrera.
Right. Kilbourne really is just smoking for the scene.
This was a fun shot to do.
Did we really waste a Porsche there?
In fact, we did. We wasted that Porsche. There's no engine in it.
Really?
Yeah.
It just explodes.
We weren't sure how it was going to work where two of your main characters die in the end. But then we see it's all orchestrated by Blue up in
by
heaven.
By Crenshaw.
Budnick. Jesse Hyman's name was Budnick in the movie?
Was it?
Mr. Ma, we called Mr. Ma, Mr. Ma.
So we see that actually Blue orchestrated all of this.
God, Blue.
From heaven.
Tons Seems of
like,
stunts.
Well, you know why it looks like more than stunts? Because usually they're in rows of three, but because we have this going on. It's nice to see Vince back coaching the team.
Well, but then I like how Beanie knows that he's crossed the line.
I know, it's great. He knows he went too far.
He just sits in the car. He knows to go sit in the car.
You get the feeling it's happened before.
Yeah.
Chill out. Leah's great here.
That's the baby again. And they were twins.
Another 900 bones for the baby right here.
Wasted. That's 1,800.
Yep. Now, was this a scene or was this
a
tag?
Let's make it official.
Bobby Knight.
Hit the quick point. I'll be in the car, all right?
It's happened before. He knows.
He tells her to have
some respect. I love this scene.
Oh, hey.
Smart.
How you doing?
I'm doing really good.
Unexpected. It's funny to see Juliette Lewis back in the movie.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's like you get the... Frank's been so down.
Did she come back at the end?
You added this, Todd. Oh. This is another add-on here.
Yeah, so are you.
So it'll be fun to see her.
Good, Adam. Oh, so I heard you and Marissa split up. Is that true?
Yeah.
As he's holding the Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. We're in the cereal
You know, I'm having this get-together at my place tomorrow night. Just like a few internet friends. You should swing by.
Internet friends.
She's a party girl.
She is.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds awesome.
Awesome. Right, see you tomorrow.
Sounds awesome.
I like how she.
I love the celebration here throughout. You know, shit is.
It's fun to watch Will. He's. And this is my favorite moment. We didn't expect this.
You knew it!
You knew it. Get your car in seconds.
And, closing with a song by Killdozer. It's a punk band from the late 80s. Doing a cover, you give
love. Enjoy it, guys. Making the movie with you guys. Todd, thanks for including you, Will and Luke. I had a blast, man.
Thank you, guys. One of the best times I've ever had on a movie.
Thank you for listening to the commentary, and hope you liked Old School.
Now go do your homework.
Leave me for another, 'cause love is gone.